Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice.
Hello, I am back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice, and today we are going to talk about something that is not childish, but something that we have heard as a child, which would be conceived as childish if somebody said this to you. You probably feel disrespected, but treat people how you want to be treated. And if you feel disrespect when somebody says this to you, that should tell you that you're not treating somebody how you want to be treated. Karma is a son of a thing, because all of us will go through karmic phases, which means we'll be dealing with something where karma is coming to collect its debt. Whether it is bad karma depends on what you do to other people. If it's good karma, that's because you did good things. That's great. Karma could be good to you. It could be bad to you. Karma could be grimy towards you. It can be very great for you. So treating people how you want to be treated is literally written in so many places. It's dang near in our freaking, what is that document called? It's not the Declaration of Independence. It's something that has to deal, I want to say the Bill of Rights, but I think if you might understand what I'm saying. But point being said is, it's written everywhere. It's written on posters. People have gotten it out of the Bible. It's written in so many places on so many things. Why is it so hard for people to treat other people how they want to be treated? Personally, me, dealing with anybody, anything, relationship, not interested, I'm going to treat people how I want to be treated first. Relationship wise, I'm going to treat people how I want to be treated first. Then I'm going to start like not treating them how they treat me, but I'm going to back off and let you figure out what you did. You know what I'm saying? But I would prefer to treat people how I want to be treated, so they know how to treat me, because you're setting the example. If you talking about people constantly, or the same female just always hear that you're talking about her, or the same guy always hear that you're talking about them in a bad light, then you are looking, at some point in time, you're looking to them for validation. So why spend your time being nasty and mean? You could spend your time spreading love to people. Don't be making it hard. So many people go through so many things throughout the day, go through so many harmful thoughts, go through so many harmful actions that they don't even know is harming them. And if people just spent way much more time being loving, caring, watch how they talk, minding their mouth, minding their space, minding how they walk past somebody, minding how they speak to people, so many people would not have these broken hearts that come from more than just relationships, that come from more than just their childhood. So many people would not have broken hearts. You can break somebody's heart by telling them their outfit looks ugly, because you don't know how hard or how long it took them to think of that outfit. You don't know how hard they had to work for the money for those shoes that you talked about. You don't know how hard it took for somebody to become confident and you tell them that it's ugly. You know what I'm saying? Mind your mouth. So many people go, oh, well, it's my mouth. I should be able to say it's freedom of speech. But think about it. Like, are you really using your freedom of speech, or are you just being an a-hole just to be an a-hole? Exactly. Like, so many people take freedom of speech way too far. And freedom of speech is no longer freedom of speech. It's just spewing hate. Just hate. Plain out hate. And I try my best. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect at it, but I do not use the word ugly. And I don't know what was the main thing that made me stop saying this person. I've never fixed my mouth to call other people ugly, because I was bullied growing up and I was told that I was all types of things. I've been called every name in the book, including curse words. I've been called everything in the book for the most part. I hope there isn't anything that people have missed. So I was bullied growing up. I went through a lot growing up. And that's outside of, like, family talk. That's outside of that. That's just me going to pre-K. That's just me going to kindergarten and elementary school. And me getting to middle school and having people I remember there was this moment where I had people write slut on a piece of paper and put it inside of my locker. Like, I've been really, like, dogged out for no absolute reason, actually. And that's crazy because people don't understand, like, if you have a nasty motive, whatever you have or whatever you do to people, it's coming to you for a reason. There's something that now karma is going to come back around and it's time for karma to pay its debt. When you can't figure out why you and your mom can't mend something, or you can't figure out why you lose motivation to everything, that could possibly be just karma. Just like, you remember what you did to this person? They lost all motivation for everything because you did this to them. And you're just feeling what somebody else felt because of what you did. People are not really thinking about how other people feel. I'm not perfect, so I'm not about to sit here and act as if I'm a saint, because I'm really not. I try to be as clean as possible with the things that I can control. But sometimes we act on impulse, and sometimes we do say things that could be crazy. But excuse me, if you're going to say things that can be crazy, like, go back and fix that. Go back and do what you can to fix whatever you said, because whatever you say, you cannot take it back once the dirt hits somebody's casket. You cannot. When somebody is yelling at you in frustration, they're like, you don't love me, and you don't want to do this with me, and you nobody, and you always treat me like this, and you know that you've been nothing but good, don't retaliate. Just go, I love you, and text me another time when you feel better, instead of going toe to toe, head to head, and getting real angry and going at it. And that's going to take a lot, especially with my generation. A lot of us have tempers because of the things that we've seen growing up. There is so many mixed views for us that a lot of us don't know whether or not we have a standard or whether or not we just have a theme for our relationship. So treat people how you want to be treated. Be kind to people. It takes nothing to be kind to people. If you see a girl looking, I know people probably, if you know what sus mean, a lot of people think I am sus, or a lot of people think like something is off about me, because I will open my mouth and go, oh, I think, oh my God, I think that girl is, like, you know, beautiful. I think she's sexy or something like that. And people will automatically think like, oh, she's, you know, like, she's of the LGBTQ+ community. And stop taking every compliment that somebody says and twisting it and making it to something that can be misconstrued against them, because I know that a lot of the times people make fake accusations off of what they may hear, off what they may know. So a lot of the times you have to be careful about whatever you're joking about or whatever you're saying, because other people will take it and run with it. I tell you that. Anything people hear from the sidelines, on the benches, they will take that and run with it on the court and swear that they're making goals and swishing shots. And it's not the truth. So I know for a good amount of time, like, people will automatically assume that, like, I'm interested in girls, and I'm very much straight. So don't be one of those people that are afraid to compliment somebody. I used to get clowned, honey, clowned, because I still don't call, like, guys or anything, like, anybody. I actually kind of refrain from it. I don't know why, but I just don't call, like, guys or anything, like, sexy or fine. I usually use words like handsome or, like, he's beautiful. You know, like, that's a little corny to be calling a male beautiful, but it's not, because then you just put a gender on the word beautiful. You see what I'm saying? So I think we should normalize calling dudes beautiful. Because some of them with their little luscious curls, some of them with their little dreads, you know. Some of them be having the fresh cut with the waves. Them junks be beautiful, right? So it's on you. So you're beautiful too. You're the subject, right? So just be kind to people. It's not that hard. It's really not. It takes nothing to go. If you're with your friend and you're like, I like her outfit, I like her dress, you will make somebody's day for the full day. If you go up to somebody and be like, I like your shoes, I like your hair, I like your dress, I like your style, I like your cut, G, you know, like, I'm digging your style right now. If you do that to somebody, the things that might be negative said to them throughout the day, they'll be able to conquer it because they heard you say that one thing. You never know what you say, how that makes somebody else feel. That's the reason why I sometimes have to refrain from replying when I'm angry. I have to block myself off sometimes when I get very heated and furious, because I tend to get, when I get like really bullheaded and I get like angry, as if like this, like everything turns black. And at the end, if I lash out, everybody is hurt. Nobody goes unhurt. Nobody's feeling, nobody's mind goes unhurt. Everybody just see me lash out and now everybody is hurt from it. You know what I'm saying? Including myself, because I did not hold myself accountable for how I should have handled it, and I should have handled it in a different way. So treat people how you want to be treated. I know sometimes that it's hard because you might be dealing with things of your own. You may not realize how you're saying things and how you go about it. Like, for example, I know a lot of people who are cool with being called the B word, but I'm most definitely not cool with being called the B word. I think I only have like, no. I don't think any of my friends call me the B word. It's like every once in a while that I hear one of my friends call me the B word, as in like girl, but you know, with the specific word. If you're wondering why I won't say these words, it's because I'm trying to keep my podcast clean, and you know, yeah, I'm just trying to keep my podcast clean. I'm trying to keep my podcast clean, so I'm not really like stating those words, but you get what I'm saying. I don't like it specifically because I've had too many incidents, like I said in the beginning of this, I've had too many times people have called me out my name. My name is Aurelia. Don't disrespect me and call me anything else but that, unless it's queen. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're about to bow down and kiss my shoe after you call me out of my name, don't call me out of my name. If you call somebody, another thing is if you're calling people like annoying and stuff like that, don't call them that, because you're still calling them out of their name. And people like, I didn't call you the B word. Honey, calling somebody saying you're annoying and you're stupid or something, you're calling somebody out of their name. And don't say that you're not, because you are. That is a prime example of calling somebody out of their name. And saying somebody is too talkative or something like that, or you talk too much, you just disrespected somebody's name. And again, you wouldn't want somebody to say that to you, so don't say that to somebody else. The minute you'll be like, oh, you talk too much, you just, I don't care how nice you try to say it. When you say you talk too much, you just crush somebody's heart. When you tell somebody that they talk about something too much, you just crush somebody's heart. And it really puts a ding in somebody's chest, because they're like, well, I thought I could talk to you because like you're my safe place, you know, a little bit to talk to about. It's all about what you say to people. It's not even what you say, it's how you say it at the end of the day. If you have to think about how you're going to say something to somebody, then you need to rephrase what you're about to say in the first place. I think people, if we all spent a lot much more time thinking about how we're going to be better for ourselves, because if you're better for yourself, you're going to be better for other people. You're going to be better to be around. And if you're one of those girls who like to, or one of those people who just happens to like to criticize everything that you see, you're really just criticizing yourself. Because even if that person don't hear you, whatever you just said, like whatever you just said about that person, you're honestly reflecting stuff that's coming out of you. You're reflecting some type of insecurity about yourself. At some point, again, if you're not promoting somebody, you're not helping somebody, at some point, if you're talking about somebody constantly, you're looking for validation. And I've said this in previous episodes. And at some point, if you're being mean and hateful and nasty, it's something that you need to fix. And it's not something that the other person needs to fix about themselves. If you cannot treat other people how you need to be treated, then don't be around people at all. Isolate yourself till you get it together. It's most definitely upright disrespectful to talk about the way somebody looks, whether they look, I believe everybody is beautiful. I believe everybody looks beautiful in their own way. And honestly, I feel like when people say, well, she's beautiful her own way, people are being shady, and I don't like that. So to me, I think everybody is beautiful. I don't care what facial features you have. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what may look ugly on you. Well, not ugly. I don't care what may look outstandingly childish on you. That's what I'm going to say. I don't care what may look any type of way. I don't care if you wear fake chains. I don't care if you wear fake earrings or whatever. Just don't try to play it off like you're wearing something real. And don't try to make it seem as if it's always something else and it's not. You need to really, really think, like, can I say this about somebody else? Because if somebody was to really read me, what are they going to say about me? Think about it like that. I've never really been the type of person to really sit there and talk and talk and talk about somebody. I might cut a joke every now and then. I might cut a joke about, like, the way something is. But I'm never going to, like, cut a joke in somebody's face or something like that that would really, like, demean them and hurt them. Because the minute you open your mouth and you're like, I don't like that, and you look like this, you look like that, you're demeaning somebody. And you're being, it's just going to, you don't realize it, but sooner or later, later on in the day or later on in life, you're going to think about, I wonder why I said that. And it's going to stick with you more than what it's going to start to hurt you more than it hurt somebody else. Don't ever put yourself in a position to where you have to start back paying back karma, bad karma, toxic karma, because of what you did to other people. Treat other people how you want to be treated. That's the bottom line. If you can't treat me how you want to be treated, then there's no reason why you should be around me. If we don't have mutual respect, everybody you meet, you should have mutual respect. I won't say you should have mutual trust, because some people, they have to gain your trust, but everybody should have some type of mutual respect. And that don't mean like, if you don't like somebody, that don't mean you don't got mutual respect for them. That just means that there's just something about them that rubs you the wrong way, and that needs to be normalized. For example, I don't have to like the girl across the room just because she rubs me the wrong way. It doesn't mean necessarily I want to fight her. It doesn't mean I'm talking about her. It doesn't mean nothing. It just means that her energy doesn't match with my bubble. It doesn't match with my energy. It doesn't match with who I am. And that's cool. Normalize that. You don't have to be buddy-buddy friends with everybody all the time. But be kind to people. That doesn't mean I can't respect her. Some people could be straight up quote-unquote enemies and still have respect for each other. It's never a problem to have respect for somebody. It's never a problem to be kind to somebody. So if you could just think, like, what can I say today to make somebody else's day better? It's going to make your day better, because you're going to see their face light up, and you're going to be like, wow, I really just did that. I really just helped somebody else out. So that will conclude this episode. For the most part, that will conclude this episode. These episodes are going to be a little longer. It's mostly just because I'm just talking on the thought, and I don't have any notes, like, or nothing written down. I'm really just, like, thinking of the subject, or I have the subject written down. Like, I'll be like, kindness, I'll have that written down, and I just talk about that and cover that. But I hope you all have a beautiful life and a blessed day, and or vice versa, have a blessed life and a beautiful day. And be yourself, be kind to your heart, soul, and mind, or be kind to your heart, mind, and soul, and be kind to people. Treat other people how you want to be treated. That's all for me. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with the Voice.